That was recording. It wasn't blinking. It's not blinking. Make sure it's not blinking when you do it. I leave it blinking out.
Vishwan Chakravarti-Thakur described the different levels of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya in his Madhurya Kadambini. And what can help devotee who's stuck in the level of Yudha Vikalpa, what can help him to go forward?
Questions about Madhurya Kadambini by Vishnu Chakravarti-Pad, analyzing the different stages of devotional development from Shraddha to Prema and Bhakti, Nishtha, from Anartha Nivritti to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti Bhav Prema. There's 8 showers there, 8 stages from this Anartha Nivritti. So the question is about Anishtita, one who's not steady, and there's different reasons for not being steady in bhakti, practices of bhakti bhajan, and one is called Vyuta Vikalpa. Is that what you said? And the word Vyuta means fighting. Vikalpa is, there's Sankalpa and Vikalpa, Sankalpa and Vikalpa. Sankalpa means accepting, Vikalpa means rejecting. So fighting with the mind to accept or reject something, I believe. What is it actually? Can you define it in English?
He describes this devotee like...
I don't know whether to do this or do that.
Should I be sannyasi or...
Yeah, he doesn't know what to accept. Vyuta, like Yudhisthira, Vyuta means he's fighting. Because the mind has 2 functions, mental functions, sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa means accepting, like, oh, I take a sankalpa. And vikalpa means rejecting. So the mind is all the time accepting, rejecting, weighing, balancing, measuring, accepting, weighing, balancing, measuring, and analyzing, and rejecting. So it's a fight. It's always a fight. This is a basic. So now a devotee who is not fixed in his goal and fixed in his practices, he's not nishtita. He's anishtita, anishta, without nishta, without conviction, without fixity of purpose, without fixity of mind. His mind is wavering, going this sometimes this way, sometimes that way. Should I take sannyas? Should I get married? Should I stay single? So now what's your question? How to overcome that? How to overcome that? What does he say in the book? He doesn't say. I can't remember because the remedial measure is also there, at least in the Tikas, by Pandit Srila Nathadas. He has commentaries. Have you seen? He has rather extensive commentaries in English, maybe Russian, I don't know. But the general book, there's 2 editions or so, Madhurya Kadambini in English, which you're probably referring to. They don't have any commentaries. So what I can't really remember, I'm sorry, but what I can... The impression I have from this stage is that this fluctuating of the mind is done because the mind fluctuates when one has not become enchanted by the goal that he wants to attain. So he has to increase his captivation with and his enchantment with the goal of the bhakti that he's practicing. He's practicing sadhana bhakti to attain a sadhya, to attain a particular goal. That means prayojan, avideya prayojan. So the goal of his practices, he should hear about that more and more. In other words, the goal is, if he has, the general goal is, of course, prema, and a more specific, defined goal is, of course, raja prema, and one of the rasas of Braja, which is what's presented in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and generally what's highlighted and featured within the context of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, is specifically Madhurya Rati in the mood of a gopi, Manjri, maidservant, kinkari of Radharani. That's what most of our writings are pointing towards. So what is that? What does that mean to become Radharani's Manjari, or what does it mean to become, to develop Madhurya Rati, or the loving service of Radha and Krishna? So to read more about Radha and Krishna's pastimes, huh? Yeah. And their exchanges and the different associates in that Rati, the gopis and Manjaris and Krishna, and hear more and more about Vraja, and more about the loving pastimes of Krishna with the gopis and Braj, then that feeds our intelligence and feeds our mind with the prayojana tattva, with the sadhya, with the desired goal that we cherish and we want to attain. So when we get captivated and enchanted and thrilled with the taste and attraction of that whole description, all the various descriptions of that plane of reality, the Goloka Vrindavan, the plane of loving exchange, especially amongst Krishna, the gopis and Manjari Sakis, then that creates a certain enthusiasm to attain the goal. So this is wonderful. This is so attractive. I didn't realize it was like this. It has so many exchanges and so many flavors and so sweet, and there's so many kinds of humors and laughter and so much variety there. And now I'm very captivated, I'm very enchanted, I'm very attracted. And it generates an enthusiasm, and that enthusiasm that enthusiasm to attain that sadhya transforms into steadiness and devotional practices. This is my understanding of how, because that's my practical experience also. If you don't, where are you going? I don't know. Are you excited about going there? Oh yeah, I'm really excited. Where are you going? I don't know, the spiritual world. Oh, do you know anything about it? No. What's it like? I don't know. Who's there? I don't know. What goes on there? I don't know. So, are you really fixed and enthusiastic about getting there? Well, no, I just chat my rounds, go to Mangalarti. So, I my own experience, I have a certain degree of enthusiasm to attain the goals that sadhyas I was already mentioning. And it's because I've heard lots about it, beginning in 1974 when I got the Krishna book, 10th canto narration of Krishna's Leelas, what Prabhupada called it, the Krishna book. It's actually the 10th canto, Vrindavan Leela, Mathura Leela, and Dwarka Leela combined, and he published a separate book in 1969. The Bhagavad Gita was published in 1971. The first ISKCON Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada published this book very early. Isopanishad was one of the first books, Isopanishad. And then teachings of Lord Chaitanya maybe was also 69, and then Krishna book. So it's one of the fundamental oldest books of ISKCON. So when I read that, that's when I was before I joined ISKCON. I became so attracted and so interested, and then more and more things I've read. So that's my suggestion for the Anishchita Bhakta, to conquer Vyudhavikalpa, that impediment.